Hey guys, welcome to ASAT Night. Come in, sit down, take a seat, man. Take a chill pill. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about Pastor David Wilson. Pastor David Wilson has been in a viral video, and apparently one of his members of the church that he was sleeping around with posted a clip of, you know, pretty much him eating out the box. Okay, he's having oral sex with this lady, and he's married, and he has children, and he's a pastor of a church. This is a very viral video. A lot of people are making memes right now, and people are having fun with it. I've had a lot of fun with it myself. I saw the video, and this guy is really going in. Okay, he is really going in. One thing you can't say about Pastor David Wilson is that he don't have skills in the bedroom when it comes to delivering what it takes to please a woman. However, it's not his wife, and you know, I'm pretty sure that he's going to receive a lot of backlash from this viral video. I just want to speak from being a Christian and a man of faith myself, and also having a pastor myself, that, you know, something like that happened with my pastor, I wonder how I would feel about it. But I would, as a Christian, you know, I am not judging this pastor, and I, you know, forgive him for whatever his sins is, because, you know, Jesus came and he died for all of our sins, and no sin is greater than the next. I know that this is a really, really weird situation, and it's crazy. But only person he kind of like only pretty much deserved to apologize to is his wife and his kids, and pretty much his congregation and the people that he served, you know, in the community where he resides. You know, those are the people that he actually owes an apology to. And it's just it's a sad situation. And I want to speak on the context of weaponizing sex. And we've been seeing this a lot in our society, where men with great status has been falling down in many different ways in our society. So if you have somebody that has a lot of status and they deal with a woman that has less status than they do, right now they are like being attacked, and it's been going on for years. You know, if you're a great man and you have status, if you are a king in your own right, a lot of times you can't allow yourself to be dragged down by your flesh and your desires. The devil really knows how to speak to you in a way where if you have any kind of weakness, he knows how to exploit it. If money is your weakness and you need money, or you worship money, or that's one of the things that you need, you know, the devil is going to approach you with money. You know what I'm saying? If your finances are hurt, he's going to approach you with money. Whatever your vice is, if it's drugs, you know, if you was dealing with drugs or something before you became the person or the man that you are, eventually somebody will come into your life that deals drugs, that like to do drugs or something like that, just to put you in that space where... just to put you in that space where you would possibly attempt to do drugs to bring you into a space that you don't need to be in. And like most men, women are a lot of dudes' Achilles heel. You know, women are beautiful. You know, women have pretty eyes. They smell good. They have long hair. Everything about a woman is beautiful. You know, you look at her body, they're just gorgeous. If you are a dude that is attractive to women, you just... you know, can be kind of sucked into it if the conversation goes that way. Is it right? No, especially if you're married and you have, you know, status where people are looking up to you and things like that. If you're a pastor of a church, of course it's, you know, it's not looked at as proper behavior. And like I said, he's probably going to apologize to his wife, his kids, his family, his church family, and the people who he is being a pastor, a mentor to, for his behavior. But this young lady, man, she is wrong for doing it. If she was mad for whatever reason, I don't know why she posted the video, But this is definitely a form of retaliation, anger, and weaponizing sex. And I think it's time for people to start realizing that weaponizing sex is wrong. It's just wrong. I know this don't have anything to do with the topic, but it kind of does. But Dwight Howard, less than a year ago, was supposedly outed by a transgender. The transgender was promoting a book and decided to call Dwight Howard, put him on three-way without him or recording it. The conversation between them two, this alleged conversation between the two, trying to expose him for being gay. Now, Dwight Howard is the big name. I don't remember what the transgender name is or what the transgender book was about or anything like that. But I'm sure that this guy lost a lot of endorsements because this transgender tried to weaponize sex. And as men, whether no matter what status that you're on, you're going to have to start paying attention to women and whatever their underlying motives is. You might want to have sex with this young lady. You might find her attractive, but if it's not your girlfriend or a woman that you're trying to get to know, just know that they can try to exploit you. Kevin Hart went through a similar situation. He was in Miami. He wasn't being faithful to his child's mom. I think she was pregnant at the time. And somebody recorded him and this young lady in the backseat of a car. Whether they was having sex or an affair, I don't know. But Kevin Hart went on record and told him himself, he said he will not give out the money to be exploited or extorted. In this kind of situation, they tried to get money for a ransom and weaponize the sex. So in this society right now, a lot of people are trying to come up and score big cash or, you know, exploit somebody for sex and their behavior. So these are the like weaponizing moments. So if you are a police chief, if you are a fire chief, if you are a pastor of a church, if you are a CEO, if you're a big time actor, basketball player, football player, anything that's in society, watch the circle that you keep. Watch these cell phones. Watch who's coming up to you taking pictures. Just because they're beautiful and attractive and you might want to have sex with them, understand the one thing that you want can be used against you. There's too many devices out here that are smart, that can take pictures. These people will set you up and weaponize this sex against you. You know, whether it don't matter who you're dealing with. Just be careful out here, guys, and women. That a lot of these people out here, they don't have your best interests at heart. Pastor David Wilson, as a Christian, I forgive you. I'm not gonna look at you no less than the man that you are. You know what I'm saying? And hey, you did what you did. Just, you know, pray, ask God for forgiveness, and I'm sure that, you know, maybe you have to go see, you know, a pastor, something like that, and get some oil and get re-dipped and baptized, and maybe God can lead you back into the right path. I don't know what's going on in your household or anything like that. I'm not going to judge you, brother. But for everybody out there that's enjoying this, this 5 seconds or 15 seconds of fame that this young lady is seeking, just know that she did not put her face out there. She did not put her information out there. We don't know what her name is. We don't know what her employment status is. We don't know what her role was in his congregation or what's actually going on within his marriage. We do not know that information. And until we get all that information, we need both sides to the story. And this young lady needs to reveal herself and why she did it. Because going to social media and posting a video is very disgusting. I don't condone it. And for any other young lady or young man out there planning on exposing somebody, before you do it, think about yourself, your life, and everybody around you life at the same time. Because a lot of people can't take L's. A lot of people can't take L's. So before you do it, it can be very dangerous to your life and other people around you. And, you know, I really hope that you guys think about what you're doing while you're doing it out there. I want to send positive vibes to everybody out there listening. It's your boy Ace. And you guys have a good night. Peace.